brightens my day when you show up. Yeah. Think I have enough of it on? It's a theme.
Very worthy theme.
Oh.
Hi.
So your buddy came in this morning and you...
I'm here now.
Yeah.
Have we
seen you since Vegas?
No.
I know. That is a hangover.
Oh!
Okay.
That was Joe.
Joe here.
Getting a lead.
Gabe, cut that part out.
I don't mind. Getting a lead, first time in a while. How big is that to score first?
Well, I think I said it this morning. Cue the, if you would have been there. No, in all seriousness, I addressed it this morning. Just, there's no way we keep going, not scoring the goals first. I think we've been playing pretty well, too. And, you know, it's hard to judge. You know, you think about Montreal, we score in the first, they get scored on the first minute. It's kind of hard to judge how you're playing when, you know, you have one bad clear and it ends up in the back of your net. So, I haven't really been worried about, you know, our team in that sense. It's just tough when you're chasing the game all the time. Granted, there is a lot of time left, but it's sure much easier playing with the lead than playing without it. And so it was good to score first, especially against a team that had a really tough back-to-back. You know, back-to-backs are tough as it is. It's one thing playing the Panthers and us. It's another playing Washington with the travel and all that stuff, and so we had to take advantage of that, and we did.
It ends up a 5-2 game. When Andre Vasilevskiy's play, made some spectacular saves. Just when he has a game like this, do you have to reward him?
What do you mean, like?
Like when he just had so many great saves in this game, in your offense, yeah, can do reward.
It's the one thing about the game tonight. We were on them early, and we got the lead, and but he made some huge saves in the power play. That's really where they were, you know, 5-on-5, I thought we'd contain him fairly well. We started getting a little loose. You know, obviously that save, I'm sure we'll see a little bit, the one that kind of behind the back that McDavid had. And but those are those, it's like those timely saves. So you're not letting him back in the game. Maybe on their bench there's thinking, okay, what do we have to do to beat this guy? And then we just grow in confidence. So we've seen him do that in the past, and you know, it's become a regular thing. But for a lot of the part, we kind of kept in the outside. It was they were really dangerous in the power play, and you know, they got one. Again, he was big for us tonight.
No, you probably don't care who scores, but when Stamkos and Kucherov and Point and Gord, all the big guys are going, how hard is this team to beat when all those guys are going at one night?
Well, it's when you get the scoring, you know, kind of through the lineup, and it's just a confidence builder for the players that are used to scoring, and they're feeling good about themselves. Everybody's kind of chipping in the way you need, in the way our team's built, and when everybody's feeling good about the roles, whether it's the PK guys or the power play or whatever it is, it's just kind of a good recipe, and that's what kind of been what's happening.
When Stamkos and Kucherov play together and they make plays like they did tonight in the last few games, do you keep an eye on it to make sure that they're the right plays and sometimes they're not forcing things?
They understand that, you know, for us to have success, it really helps us when they're having success. But sometimes their success will not always be when they're playing together. They're aware of that. And it's also incentive for, you know, kind of our team and for guys that have success together. Well, they're doing a lot of the right things away from the puck, with the puck. And I think this is, you get rewarded offensively the way they are when you're doing the other things well. And you know, when they're going, they can be dynamic, but it's like a lot of lines. Sometimes it goes stale and you gotta kind of switch things up a little bit. And you know, at the beginning of the season, they didn't start as strong together as obviously they're playing now. And as we, it's we put the players in the positions where it's going to give ourselves team success, and sometimes they're together and sometimes they're not. Right now they're together and they're doing really well. And
defensively, obviously.
Good chance they'll be together Thursday.
Obviously, they have to play well defensively, but when you look at the score sheet at the end of the night and they combine for 11, 12 shots between the two of them, how key is that for you two to make sure that they are shooting the puck?
Well, that's, for me, that's everything. You look at the games where they've pointed and things like that have gone on, it's their shot volume's up. And for guys that have a knack of putting the puck in the net, they're good at it. The more you shoot, the better chance you're going to have to go in. And that's what they've been doing. And so when that's happening, they're probably driving a little possession. They're retrieving pucks. They're winning puck battles. And they are attacking the net. That's what we need them to do, and they're doing it.
What's your thoughts on Lucic and Joseph? I know they were upset about it before
that. I always run with the, it was in the corner where I couldn't see. So I haven't watched it, and I think there was probably some stuff brewing throughout the game. I don't know if there was overreaction going on. Lucic felt he had to do something, and the one thing is all our guys jumped in and stuck up for each other. And I don't know exactly what happened. I'm going to have to go through the game tape again.
Good. Thank you.